Well, good evening to all of you. Tonight, the title of my teaching is Run the Race You Were Made For. Our Heavenly Father has a personally designed plan for each one of us that is intended to be fulfilled our whole lifetime. He needs each one of us to run our own race. You know, you think about all these Olympic runners and how fabulous they are. You know, His intention was not for every one of us to be an Olympic runner. There's a purpose for each one of our lives. And God uses the analogy of the believer running the finish to the finish line, like the Olympics. We will look at some of that tonight. I like the term to run our race because running can cover a lot more territory than just walking. And you have a lighter load as well. You don't see a runner wearing a backpack. And that's something we're going to look at tonight is how light is our load. Our dear friend Allison Smith emailed a flame of truth, which is like a lesson that she does every week on Mondays. And she had something in there that I thought would help with the covering the subject. She said, when we walk or run, we're kind of using the term run today, with God, we enter the dimension where God unfolds the secrets of His kingdom, which basically is saying He personally designed a plan that reveals our intimacy with our Father. When we walk with Him, He can accomplish what His will through us. So we are actually completing His will for us in our walks. And she used the example of some of the people from the Old Testament. And, for example, Genesis 6:9 says, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. He lived a long life, passed through many generations, and Noah walked with God. When God has a Noah, He can do a flood. When God has an Abraham, He can bless His people. And He made a promise to Abraham that all the families of the earth will be blessed because of His faithfulness. When God has a Joseph, He can give Pharaoh a divine dream. When God has a Moses, He can plan a mighty deliverance for His people. You know, all of these men, like Noah, was 95 years old when he died, and when he started building the ark, he was 600 years old. So he was 950 years old when he died. I take that back, sorry. Yeah. And 600 when he started building the ark. So that took a lot of endurance, a lot of patience. When God has an Elijah, He can send fire from heaven. He can also, it says in James chapter, I think it's 5, that Elijah also prayed and the rain stopped for 3.5 years, and then he prayed and it began again, which demonstrates a tremendous faith in God and hearing from God. You don't just do that, stand around and say, well, rain stopped for 3.5 years. When God has a Jesus, He can save the world. Mm-hmm. What about when God has a Son of God? He can bring heaven to earth. He can duplicate the life that Jesus had. He can heal the sick. That's what God's desire is. It's for us to walk in power and to bring the works that Jesus did to our lives, to our generations. So each one of us are important. We have important lives. Everyone agree on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He set us examples, and now He wants us to live the life that so He can accomplish His will through us. The amazing thing is God created you to be a winner. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And Abraham was the father of faith. Now, if we live just by the five senses, we will never accomplish anything. But God's will is that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, and then they can have that faith. And it takes faith, but hearing the word of God, you have to believe. 1 John 4:4 in the NLT says, "But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world." We've already been given our plan, our map for our race, and we've been given the victory. Isn't that wonderful? From the time we got born again, we received the victory. So to be a winner, you must participate in a competition. What is the race and how do I run it? In Hebrews chapter 11, it testifies of those that came before us that faithfully ran the race God set before them. God never expects us to do something beyond our abilities. That's why he made us a new creation in Christ Jesus, filled with power and hope. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 4. It says, "Therefore we also," I'm looking at the New King James, "since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight. And the weights are the things that slow us down. We need to, what are some of those weights? Anything that hinders us from our fellowship with the Father. Anything that distracts us, that gets us believing or looking into something else instead of what God says. Worry, fear, doubt, those are hindrances from God because it takes us away from the power of God and his expectations for us. So we have to change our thoughts, our attitudes, our habits that discourage our progress in the race. And it says, let us, that's you and me, run with endurance, patience, victory in mind, never allowing ourselves to give up, because we are never alone. It's God in Christ in you every step of the way. Isn't this a wonderful race that's set before us, that's planned for us so that we can glorify God, so that God can have his plan? And we know that this time on earth is very temporal, but we have all eternity to enjoy the fullness of that spirit that Christ in us. We don't look at the mountains ahead of us, challenges that seem insurmountable, but one step at a time, we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We keep our eyes on our Lord, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So when we have those mountains that we think, I'll never get over it, if you're walking and you're walking on a hill, as you're walking, that hill gets smaller and smaller. That's why we just keep walking and we look unto Jesus, the finisher of our faith. That walk is going to be an easy one. A week ago, Sunday, our daughter-in-law Tristan participated in the full Ironman competition in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. This race required a 2.4-mile swim in 55 to 60 degree water in a lake, 112 miles bicycling in 100 plus degrees heat, and 26.2 miles of running a marathon. Tristan completed her race in 16 hours and 32 minutes. She trained for over 3 years and even broke her collarbone about a year and a half ago in a cycle training accident course. She never gave up, but became even more determined each day before the Ironman race to win. She is a winner in Christ, but wanted to personally challenge herself. 26% of the people in her own age group did not complete the race. Now, I don't blame them because of the circumstances, but Tristan did not give up, and I think she is a great example of pushing ourselves to be the best we can be. The only thing I have persevered over 16 hours was delivering each one of my children. But I am inspired to do more with my time to be my best for my Heavenly Father. If we think about, we all have 24 hours in a day. Where are we spending our time? And is that time, can we really fine time where we are spending time with the Father and reviewing that plan that he set before us and preparing ourselves, doing that training. I certainly am not saying we should start competing in races, but God uses this analogy of a marathon to explain our race. A marathon is a strenuous test of fitness and endurance and faithfulness. If you think about your own life, you have probably had a few tests, challenges that made you weary, but you most likely overcame them and are still running toward the finish line today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27, we're going to look at that, if you want to turn there. It says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it." And the NLT says, "So run to win." All of us need to run our race to win. And we are winners. But the more we can accomplish for the Father, the greater the rewards will be. In verse 25, the NLT says, "All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize." It says we will receive a crown of righteousness. Verse 26 says, "So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I'm not just beating in the air, but I have a purpose every step. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should." How many times does our body tell us what it thinks we need to do? We need to speak. You know, the power of the name of Jesus Christ can be spoken to anything that has a name. And if we have a heart problem, that name heart is a name, and we can speak to that part of the body. It's amazing the power that we have and that God wants us to exercise it. It says, "I discipline my body like an athlete training to do it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself be disqualified." So we need to remember that we need to be doers of the word, not just hearers only. Don't tell people the story, but be the story, right? Be an example of a faithful believer, steadfast, unmovable for the Lord. 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8 say, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all those who love his appearing." And each one of us believe that Jesus Christ is coming back, right? We love his appearing. We're looking forward to it. You can find many believers looking up in the sky quite often. Mm-hmm. Supposed to come in the clouds. But we will receive a reward of the crown of righteousness. And we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's part of that race that's set before us. Seeing that the race God set out for us is a lifelong marathon, not a sprint, we must commit ourselves to run to the very end, even if it's a turtle's crawl. Our lives are important, and never let anyone or anything, your health, emotional hurt, unforgiveness, fear, death, or regret, discourage you from running for the prize. A daily routine of prayer, speaking in tongues without ceasing, reading God's word, having conversations with your Heavenly Father, and fellowshipping with the family of God will keep you in training, maintaining a Christ-like attitude even in the midst of trials will build your endurance. A marathon runner has to have training, he has to have endurance. God has big things for you to do. He has an exciting race prepared for you. It will satisfy your heart's desires, bless you beyond anything you could ask or think of, and make all things possible through Christ, as well as make you a blessing to others in ways beyond your wildest dreams. Therefore, run the race you were made for. God bless you. Father, I thank you for preparing a plan for each one of us that we can have great victory, that we can add to your desires to have all men saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, and have that knowledge of your being such a loving Father, and that you want us to run our race with you every step of the way. I thank you that we can look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So I thank you, Father, for everyone here tonight, for their lives. I thank you for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. I thank you for great wholeness in every aspect of our lives and great success. And I thank you for the days ahead as we wait till your Son returns, running and leaping and enduring and being patient. In Jesus' name, amen.